Blog Talk Radio.
Moments ago to come before your presence tonight with a live program
I haven't been on the air for a few days now. And I just know that it was time to bring God's word across to his people. For the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? And so I just thank God for allowing me, hallelujah, this stage, this podium, to tell the goodness of Jesus to all of you out there in my listening live digital audience on tonight. I will be with you 30 minutes, hallelujah, on the clock. And so before we go into any further preliminaries, I am asking you goodwill to bow your beautiful heads as we acknowledge God here tonight, because we want to acknowledge him and all that we do. So I'm asking you, if you will, to bow your heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity once again around this circle. Father God, for we know this earthly realm right here, we call planet Earth, is not our eternal home. We know that you have lying in wait prepared a mansion that's not built by brick and mortar, God, but you are its builder and you are its architect. But until you crack those clouds one historic day, we will be coming and going as pilgrims through this bird land. I'm asking you to anoint these lips with oil tonight, God, to bring a river word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquities, God. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the pinnacle of their souls. These and other blessings, Father God, we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, I just love you. I just love the saints of God. And I'm not being biased. I'm not saying that the saints of God is all that I love. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that I love the people of God, because we are in God's image and the lifestyle that we live. We that are living a holy and acceptable lifestyle before God, then we are acting out our lifestyle as pleasing and acceptable as Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I love everyone. I mean, it's not anyone on this planet that I don't love, because when God changed me years ago, God put a love and spirit down in my heart, and I've always loved people all of my life. From an early child on, I used to give my brand new dog away, you know, because I didn't know any better. I just wanted to give my friends something that I had. And so I have always loved all of my life. And I think that when God put his spirit down in me, it just enhanced my love that much more. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Don't matter what color, creed, we're all God's children. We'll all have God's DNA, hallelujah, in our spirit. And so I just thank those of you,
if you be honest, if God had
that just so eagerly tune in on tonight. And I'll tell you, God is definitely got a blessing engraved with your name on it. I oversee a ward, it's just not saying that just to be talking. That is a fact. Because God's word surely says that he blesses a cheerful giver. And he doesn't always have to be in a monetary value. It can be in monetary increments. It can be just in your love of doing, you know, because that's what we are doing in this vineyard, is we are doing a commission, a work for God, an assignment that God had laid out for you and I to perform. And so, as we are going to have and take on the mindset of Christ, then we're going to have to love as Christ loved the church. Hallelujah. And so, our sermon on tonight, I'll be with you. I don't know if I've told you already, but I'm going to repeat it if I'm already thirsty. I will be with you 30 minutes on the clock on tonight. And our sermon on tonight entitled, Go Light Your World. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Go light your world. We know that the Bible tells us to go into the world and let our light so shine that men could see, hallelujah, and that God would be glorified. And that's what we are here to do, is to glorify God. Hallelujah. And we will be taking our key scripture from the law of Matthew 5 and 16. And it reads like this. It says, to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
So many times it seems like
hallelujah. We know that we're living in a time and era to where it's pertinent that we get the gospel of Jesus Christ out and through to his people, because we know that time is of an essence. And we also know that time waits on anyone. And so we have to work while it's day, because we know that when dark comes, then no one is able to work. So we must work while it's day. Hallelujah. And so I received news of a woman, hallelujah, had told that she had grew up in a troubled home. And at an early age, she had run away. And she began the life of crime. And she spent time in jail. Later, she was ensnared by drugs. And she felt that the only way out of her dark, sinful situation of life was suicide. That apart because of the witnesses of two women who told about Jesus, she put a trust in the Lord. And she had found a reason for living. Soon we found out she wanted to tell others about Jesus. And she had artistic abilities. So she began to paint Bible verses and spiritual sayings on smooth stones. She collected and beaches. She sold them and used the money to aid in the missionary. Hallelujah, work of God. And we know that those stones, hallelujah, were her way of telling others about Jesus. And I was told that this woman also reminds us of what Jesus said as he approached Jerusalem a few days before his crucifixion. We find out that the multitude declared, said, blessed is the King who come in the name of the Lord. That's found in the law of Luke 19 and 38. We know that when the Pharisees told Jesus to quiet the crowd, he said that if the people were silent, even the stones would cry out, verse 40. And of course, Jesus wasn't talking about painted stones, but it is still true that even if our verbal witness is silent, there are all sorts of ways to tell others about Christ. And I'm willing to ask you that I bear in my live beautiful audience on tonight, what stones can you use to tell others of your favor and peace? Hallelujah. And we know that through a prayer so am I, the Lord can help us to see a world of people in despair and to help us to reach them with your love, to show them that we really care. And I know that I'm a nobody, but I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I magnify your name on the next God. And we know that John, the Baptist, performed no signs, but all the things that John spoke about, we know that were true. That's in the law of John 10 and 41. We're told that John had been dead for at least 2 years. And the memory of his ministry had begun to fade. That's the way it is when a public figure leaves the scene and is eclipsed by a more illustrious successor. But as the crowd gathered around Jesus near the spot where John had talked, they remembered the baptism life and the words that they remarked. John performed no signs, but all the things that John spoke about, this man was true. And like John, we don't need to perform miracles to tell people about Jesus. We can tell what we have learned about him from the Bible, what he has done to change our hearts and lives, and what he has done for others. And if we faithfully pass on the good news about Jesus, we will have served our life purpose well. We know that even long after we're dead and gone, our words may come to the mind of those of whom we've witnessed and may be the means of bringing them to faith in the Lord Jesus. Like seeds buried in the ground, we know that God's word that we sow can die dormant for many years and then spring up to eternal life. It's a great hallelujah thing for one's life. He did no miracles, but everything he said about Jesus was true. We know that even after we have left this earthly scene below, we know that the witness of our life still speaks of Christ, whom all can know. And when we are walking with Jesus, we know that it leaves a footprint for others to follow. Hallelujah. And we must tell others about Jesus.
If you be honest,
because we know that
it would have been you in the grave, you with the pain, with the dust that twin in life.
We know that time is of the hour, and time is of the essence. And that we must tell everybody and anybody that will listen about Jesus. That is what we are instructed to do, is to tell others about this man that just went to Catholic cross. He didn't have to be drugged. He didn't have to be glad. He didn't have to be fooled. But he went willingly to that old rugged cross to be spat upon, to be ridiculed. Hallelujah, to be whooped with a many stripes. And I'll tell you, there's no greater love than one to lay down his life for his friend. And we know that God was the ultimate Messiah, the only qualified candidate spiritually deity that could lay down his life, because the job consisted of someone without sin, without spot or wrinkle. And we know that Jesus Christ was the only one, hallelujah, worthy to meet those truths. And I tell you, I thank God for dying for me. God paid the debt that I could not pay. God paid the debt that you could not pay. If we had all the money in China, we could not pay the debt that Jesus Christ freely gave unto us. Sacrifice. But what we can do, we can be a witness for Jesus. We can tell others that Jesus loved them in a society to where they know that they feel like that no one loved them. If they lost their job, they're doomed. Their girlfriend won't love them anymore. Their boyfriend won't love them anymore. Their spouses won't love them anymore. Their parents won't think highly of them anymore. But we have someone that loves you regardless of what you have, the have or the have not. God loves you because God knows that whatever that you have lost, God can begin again anew in your life. All you have to do is trust Him. And as I always first state, we have to trust God when we cannot trust Him. Because God says it's going to be a time when we cannot reach God. So we have to call upon Him while He's near. Call upon Him while He may be found. Because there's going to be a time that Jesus will not be able to be found. So we have to have enough of God's word deep down, off in our heart and off in our soul, that even when our Bibles are removed, when they're banned, we'll have enough of Christ's word deep and rooted in our soul that we can just spit out the word of God coming out of our bed. And God's word told us to eat the word of God. And if we eat the word of God, we can tell others about His goodness. But I'd also like to ask you, do you feel as if you're burning out in your service for God? You might want to supply spiritual light to your dark world to the end of your life. But you wonder if you can. You won't burn out if you understand and apply the truth of Zechariah 4:1-6. We are reminded that the prophet saw two olive trees that supplied olives. Hallelujah to a bowl that fed seven lamps on a golden lampstand. As we think about the reality behind this symbolic, we can be encouraged, you and I, that we are not the source of light that enlightens the world. We can only receive the oil of the Holy Spirit that fuels the living flame He produced. And if we burn steadily through the long, dark hours, hallelujah, it is because we have learned to yield our lives to the Spirit. And we have an unlimited supply of power and strength. And this comes only through continued fellowship with Jesus, our Savior. Hallelujah, need to be said again and again. It's not that we do not, hallelujah, we do not know not what we do for the Lord, but what He does through us that enlightens and enriches us. We must be satisfied to be a bright and shining lamp, drawing from the hidden resources of the shining lamp, drawing from the hidden resources of the indwelling Spirit of Jesus. Our role is to help others see the glory of His light. We must remember daily that every demand placed upon us is a demand placed upon Him. And we can ask God to help me, dear Lord, to be honest and true in all that I say and all that I do. Give me the courage to do what is right, to bring to the world a glimpse of Your life. And if we let our light shine, whether a candle in a corner or a lighthouse on a hill, we ought to let our light so shine, hallelujah, that men can see our good work and be glorified through the Father. Hallelujah. And I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to marinate
people have no idea
your spirit
to get to where you are.
And impact your mind.
So many times it seemed like it was
as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the altar volume to go down in prayer on your behalf. You are certainly most encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janet Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, cross these highways and skyways, you are encouraged to go with God and allow God to go in you. Before ending, we will allow the completion of these selections bring this program to its conclusion. May God bless you and you and you and you. Bye. For
yeah. I don't have not one, I think.
That pastor, did you pass last night? Was meant to save your life. Oh.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the dust had twin in the light, should have been calling your neighbors.
got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep. I know I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the dust is set in the day.
Yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith. It would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life.
Right.
Should have been calling your neighbor. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
Can I get a witness on that? Thank God.
You were about to lose.
Say that word.
I know there's someone out there on their deathbed. The doctor said there's nothing else they can do. Somebody has dead to the ceiling, and all your bills are due. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. Out there that really doubt him. You gotta believe me. I know too much about him. We ain't got nothing to lose, so just try it.